ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria here. I am back with Dr. Keek Throach, and we are talking cholesterol in your diet, in your body, and how to keep it at a healthy level. So Keith, right as you were finishing off, you had talked about the new calculator for heart disease risk. Talk to us more about that and how that's going to impact who should be on cholesterol medications.
Sure. So the calculator attempts to come up with a risk of having a heart attack in the next 5 years or so. And so it gets all of the information that the doctor and the patient together can put in, including family history, LDL and HDL levels, blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and some other information, and comes up with a percentage number. And if that number is greater than 7%, then we're generally recommending that people go on treatment in order to reduce the risk of having a heart attack. And I want to emphasize that what we're trying to do here is prevent bad things from happening to people, not that we're trying to get a certain number to a certain level.
Interesting. So that makes so much more sense. Instead of aiming for a specific number, we are truly aiming for better outcomes.
That's right. And what we found is that statin drugs reduce the absolute risk of having a heart attack by about 2% for somebody at average to medium high risk. For somebody at extraordinarily high risk, then that absolute risk benefit gets larger and larger. For somebody at very low risk, statins probably don't help at all.
Mm-hmm. Which is why they say start at 7%. If you're less than 7%, it's not worth the benefit.
That's right. And, you know, that number isn't etched in stone, and these calculators aren't perfect. In fact, there's been a lot of criticism of the new calculator because it has been shown to overestimate somewhat the people's risk for developing heart disease. Mm-hmm. It turns out that the calculator was based on older numbers when we didn't do such a good job of controlling people's blood pressure, and maybe people were a little bit sicker from other reasons, and we didn't have as good control of cardiovascular risk factors. Mm-hmm. And that has had the net effect of recommending more people go on statin drugs than before the new calculator was released.
Okay, and how do you think that's going to impact health, putting more people on statins?
So, like everything, it's a two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Some people will probably be treated unnecessarily if they strictly follow the guidelines, but other people who otherwise wouldn't have been recommended for a statin are going to get benefit and are going to avoid a heart attack because they are on statin. A couple of new studies were released in the last couple of weeks or so, which suggest that there may be a major public health benefit of having these more loose guidelines allowing more people to be on statins.
Okay. Now, how can somebody find out what their risk is? Do you know if they can take this test online, or is it really something they go and have a discussion with their doctor?
So you can get started, certainly, online, and there are a number of different sites that you can put in your information. Some of it you need to know, and not everybody knows their HDL and LDL cholesterol numbers, but if you know them or can come up with a good estimate, you can go to a number of sites and put in the information, and it'll give you an exact number back.
Okay, and then so say they are in that. How does somebody know if they're in that low-risk segment that may or may not benefit? Is that really something they have to speak to their doctor? Or if you're in the low percentage rate, you may have an idea?
So if you are well below that 7% threshold, and you can't see, but my hands are up in the air making little quotey marks, then you should certainly be going and... Exactly. You should be going and talking to your doctor and making the right decision for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're well above that number, hopefully you are on a statin already. And if you're not, get yourself in right away.
Okay.
If you're way below it, then you don't need to worry about it. And so I see people who come in and see me. They're 30 years old. They want to know, should they be on cholesterol medication because their cholesterol level is 200? And we put them through the calculator and their risk is less than 1%. So that's the person who doesn't need to worry at all right now.
Okay. Well, it's like many things in medicine. We always say treat the patient, not the number. Look at how somebody's overall health is and not just a single number.
Yeah, we say that. We don't always do that, though. And that's one of the problems with guidelines is that we look at it and we say, well, if we're not putting this person on the medication, then we're doing something wrong. But what you said is exactly right. You're treating the whole patient, and that's why they're guidelines and they're not etched in stone.
Okay, great. So if your risk is significantly higher than 7%, you should probably be on them. Significantly lower, you probably don't need to be. Somewhere in the middle, talk to your doctor. They're going to help you weigh those risks and benefits.
That's right.
So what if, let's get into the people who are having really significant difficulty taking care and controlling their cholesterol. You know, what about somebody who has been on cholesterol medications? It's really not lowering sufficiently. Talk about this new class of medications.
So the new class of medications, the PCSK9 inhibitors, were just approved just in the last couple of weeks, and these inhibit a different enzyme from what is the one that the statins work on. And with these new medications, the LDL cholesterol numbers can get down below 40 or so. They are tremendously potent agents, particularly if they're given with statins.
So you can take that plus a statin then. It's not necessarily one or the other.
That's right. The key point here is that statins have been shown over and over again through multiple different studies using many different kinds of statistical techniques and in a huge variety of patient populations to reduce the risk of heart disease, reduce the risk of stroke, and reduce the risk of overall death for people who are at high risk for having a heart attack. So statins remain the mainstay of medication treatment for people who are at high risk for coronary artery disease.
Okay. Then who should take these new class of medications?
So this new class is indicated only in two groups right now. One is for a rare genetic disorder, well, uncommon genetic disorder anyway, of familial hypercholesterolemia. Mm-hmm. And people who have that condition have a very, very high risk of coronary disease and super high cholesterol levels. Mm-hmm. So for that small number of people, they should probably be on not just a statin, but the highest dose of the most powerful statin that they can tolerate and be on these new medications as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said there were two groups?
The second group is the person that you started talking about, Daria, and that is the person who has been taking the statin and either has continued to have events or who isn't able to tolerate the statins. And okay. So that's the second group that should be on this medication. The problem with the medication is twofold. One is that it has to be given by injection, and it's given every 2 to 4 weeks. And secondly, we don't yet have proof that it does what we want it to do, like the statins do, and that is hasn't been proven to reduce the risk of bad events. We think that it does, and there's certainly some preliminary evidence that suggests that these medications will prevent heart attacks. But it's not yet at the level where we're so comfortable with it as we are with that.
Okay, that's great to know. And Keith, thank you so much for joining us. For all of our listeners, remember some key takeaways today. Trans fats, totally avoid them. There is never a good time to take them. And when it comes to controlling your cholesterol, take a heart attack risk assessment. Looks like they have one on the American Heart Association website. You can also speak to your doctor. Those people with high risk are the ones who should be controlling their cholesterol with medication. And as we saw, there are a number of different medications available. That's it for our segment today. And find out more about how your diet and cholesterol impact your real age by taking the real age test at sharecare.com/realage. You can then get personalized information specifically curated for you and your current health.